What's on tap this year for Brew and Stew? I hear it's pretty similar, but there might be a new category or two.
There is. We have the brew categories new this year is the kombucha. So we have beer, wine, and mead for the categories.
For stew, the typical categories you've had in the past?
We have fish and game, veggie, con carne, and spicy.
Okay. So this all happens right after the tree lighting. It's at the Sons of Norway Hall, as usual?
That's correct, okay. Yes. On Friday, November 29th.
Can you give any previews or heard it? Anybody who is joining or any special
features? I know that we are having, I do know that Ola is planning on
Polka Olka.
Yep. She's coming in and she's going to put her her stew out there. And then I know that Mr. Cabral is planning to douse some Hawaiian stew up for us. And Bennett McGrath.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, those are just three of them, but there are many out there.
All right. And the rest of the populace, if you're not entered, you can come and enjoy some of these things, right?
Right, yeah. We are asking for door donations of $10, but if you are coming to judge the food and the brew, we're going to ask for an extra $5, so $15 donation just for the brew category, as it costs a lot of money for them to put these on and to make a lot of product for us to sample at these events. So we're just asking for that extra $5 of donation to go to them.
And then any money that you make, that goes to the Ragnarok Rollers. And is it for travel?
It is, yeah. We travel during the year. This year, we're going to travel 2 times and possibly have 2 home bouts here.
Okay. Coming up sometime in the spring?
Yeah, the first time we're going to go up into Wasilla in January, and then we're going into Anchorage in April. We're hoping to have a boot camp, ref camp at the end of March, maybe followed by a smaller bout. And then, of course, we have our Mayfest bout that we're looking forward to.